Right, so...
That's great. Do you remember, in the minutes, there was quite a lot about what the group did for other women in the village that weren't members. So there was a fund to help mothers that were struggling financially.
I don't remember any of that.
So there's so much...
I don't remember anything like that. I don't remember it as being anything to do with finance at all. The only thing in that way is, and it wasn't just the members of the Modern Wives, but it was the whole village. Between us, over a year, we got to know people who had been bereaved, or perhaps their children had been very poor, that had something which was nasty to cope with, whether they were a village person or whether they were a blow-in. And we used to gather together, talking to Pam Good, as she was then, because that was the, you know, you've heard of Good's, the, yes. And she's now Pam Ablett, and she lives in Newton Abbott, well, Ogwell. And she lived in a big house there, and it's quite a big flat. And we used to have to collect all these plants. They used to sell them at cost to us from Jack's Patch. And I used to go down there primarily and see them and ask them, you know, what the cost would be, etc., etc. Well, and then how we raised money to do it, I do not know. I don't know how we raised money. And then we used to bring those up, and some people were, it wasn't suitable for perhaps a pot of flowers. A man who'd been widowed, he may not, although if we knew he was a gardener, we'd happily send him a pot of flowers, you know. But anyhow, and this used to happen at Christmas. And yes, very good it was. It certainly gave me a really good feeling of usefulness without being too intrusive.
Yes.
And we looked at the list, and if we knew people that we thought, yes, I could go to that person, we'd choose certain people. Not because the others were, we couldn't go to them, we could, but we might be more suitable to speak to them than others, you know. And between us, we covered them all. And as I say, that was very...
That sounds like a really valuable thing. It was a good thing, do, yes. Yeah,
only happened once a year, though. I can't remember even outings or anything.
But so they mentioned in the minutes that there were quite a few theatre trips.
We did go to the theatre, but I hadn't realised that it was Modern Wives. I suppose it was. I suppose it would have been, yes.
So it mentions Exeter and Torquay.
Torquay, the one on the front, which used at one time to be, it wasn't an ice skating rink, it was wax. The princess down there, well, you know, there's a theatre there. It was a wax rink, it was. Because Ruth reminded me the other day, oh, she said somebody was talking about ice skating at Princess. She said it wasn't ice skating, she said it was wax. I said, so it was, I'd forgotten. The only one I'd ever heard of.
But
that's what
it
was. Originally, but I whether it turned to ice, I don't know. But it's just a theatre there now, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
Right.
And they mentioned trips to the Ideal Home exhibition. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't understand that, because if the Ideal Home is in Kensington, off Kensington Road, I can't ever remember going to London.
I think they do have them around the country, because they used to have them in Birmingham.
Did they? Yes, but Exeter's not Birmingham.
No, I mean,
nothing
I think
like.
I don't know. It was just in the minutes, so I'm not sure.
But I honestly don't know of that, because it's a bridge too far, I would have thought.
Betty fondly mentioned the darts competitions that you guys had, because she mentioned a chamber pot as the
trophy.
Must have been after I left.
Yeah, possibly. Mm.
Two of my friends who came to these coffee mornings and also were the original Modern Wives, they took up dancing, became something to do. And Brenda, if you looked at one of them, you can imagine she'd do it. But if you looked at the other one now, you'd never imagine that she was a very competent tap dancer. But then if you looked at us now, you wouldn't think that we were competent anything very much.
Oh
was that Sybil Atkinson?
Sybil. No relation.
No.
Came from up country. Now, Sybil had already done things like that before she came here. What was her mate she teamed up with? They were... Oh, what's she called? Madge, was it?
That rings a bell, yeah.
And have you seen them dressed up in their kit?
We've got loads of photos, yeah.
Yes. They were very, very photogenic.
They had the legs of an 18-year-old.
Really long
legs,
didn't they? Yeah.
Stick, yeah. Yes, all of that, yes, and they would appear in it and do turns in anything, yeah. And then of course that when there was already when we came here, Sheila Robbins, of whom you've heard, she of course was a dinner lady and used to comfort the children who weren't very keen on school at dinner times, and there used to be a panto. And Sheila used to produce it, and she used to do dance routines, both at the old school and then at the new school. There was a bigger playground there to do it. She was still doing it then. Yes. So that was the connection with any sort of theatre work or dance work. But I don't know of any to do with that. But Betty, having gone on longer than I, she probably knows. She knows a different end of it, you see.
Yes, because she mentioned other things, didn't she? Like Tupperware parties. Things like that.
I don't think Tupperware came from that. It would be something Tupperware else. Would have come from one person who got to know about Tupperware.
Yeah.
Well, I think we probably had a talk on Tupperware.
Yes, I expect
I mean, I had a couple of friends, one in painting and one I can't remember where else, but they of their own accord decided they wanted some money and they wanted some company and a bit of interest. So they themselves started up Tupperware. And kept it their own branches. But I don't remember Modern Wives as being financially involved or in any other
maybe
way.
It was just a member that did it.
Yeah, possibly, and it was and gave us a talk.
Yes.
See, that was the sort of thing. Yes, quite, yes.
Another thing in the from the minutes was something about setting up a sort of question time Modern
Wives
were involved in. Do you remember that?
I did that.
Oh, there you go.
I can remember.
It sounded amazing.
It did sound amazing. Yeah.
And I can
idea.
Remember there was some person, I won't say who it was, and he sort of considered himself a bit of a you know, he was a bit, so say, businessman, etc., etc. And he was a bit of a figure in the village. He came from outside, figure in the village. And he was one of the panel, and people asked him questions. I asked him, if you had a grandson who wanted to do something and you knew that it wasn't really the best thing to do, what advice would you give him? If you can get away with it, do it.
Oh,
I say no more.
Oh, dear.
To tell you the truth, I had achieved my purpose.
Outed him. Yeah. It was a whole setup just for that.
Just one question. No, it wasn't for that. But I mean, he had a lot of experience. But I put that question. I shouldn't have done it, really. I don't know that I was really thinking. I don't know what I was thinking. But so you see, we didn't always do too well. Yes, he wasn't quite so talkative with me after.
No, I can imagine.
Did you? There were two, weren't there?
There was another one.
With a panel of ladies.
Yeah,
instead.
So there's one.
Oh, there might have been. After I left.
I don't remember what it was called. It was the Petticoat Line, which was.
Yes, don't know anything about that.
So that was based on a radio home service
panel
show. And it sounded like the Modern Wives did their own version of it.
A bit like Loose Women, I suppose, now, is it?
It's possibly something. I've never, I mean,
I haven't watched Loose Women, but my girl said, oh, you don't want to watch that. Well, I didn't want to watch that.